First of all, what were you seeing with Bradish today, and what made you decide at that point to take him out?
Just the, you know, he gave up a couple runs there in the fourth, but I thought he was still throwing the ball well, mainly some singles, some ground ball singles. And then just with the lefty up and a runner on base, just went with Coulomb there to either they were going to pinch hit or let the lefty hit off Coulomb, and that's why I did that in the fifth.
The third row on your right, Brandon.
This steal attempt in the ninth inning, was that called or hit and run? Because he looked back twice.
Yeah, a little miscommunication there.
Other questions? On the second row on your right, Brandon.
Brandon, with their starting pitching situation, did you build your lineup today knowing you were going to have the opportunity to go to Frazier, go to Ahern at some point in the game?
Yeah, I didn't really know how far Heaney was going to go. It's kind of it's tough when you're I think Heaney went 4 1/3 a week ago, so you're not sure how far he's going to go, but kind of assumed he'd go four innings or so, and figured that Dunning or somebody else would get the kind of the bulk end of that game, so had Frazier and Ahern ready there.
I'll stay there with Dan.
Brandon, with 84 pitches with Bradish, I mean, is there a situation where he, you know, obviously had a little bit of a layoff, didn't pitch a lot of pitches in his last. Did that factor into it at all, or is it simply who was coming up?
No, it was where we were in the game. We were down 2-1. They had the middle of the order coming up. I have Danny. I have my whole bullpen ready. He's at 84 pitches. He just gave up 2 runs the inning before, and I didn't think he was as sharp as he's usually, but he punched out 9 and had really good stuff.
Go to the third row on your right, then Britt.
Brandon, offense walked quite a bit today, but couldn't come through in some big spots and grounded into a couple double plays. What did you see from the bats today?
Yeah, we're just not going to, you know, this is a really tough team to beat if you score 2 runs. It's a great offense. They're unbelievably patient. They don't chase out of the zone. We did a nice job. We did a great job on the mound, limiting to 3 runs. We didn't have the offense today. We didn't create we didn't have traffic. We did some walks, but Chapman pitched out of that jam there in the eighth, and we just didn't have a ton of scoring opportunities besides that.
Britt in the second row on your left.
Brandon, do you think guys looked a little flat coming off the layoff? Were they trying to do too much? I mean, how would you characterize the approach from your guys?
No, I think Andrew Heaney threw the ball extremely well to start the game, and we've seen them do that here in May. Pitched well against us there also. So, we just didn't get him any big hits today besides Santander's homer. We just didn't have a ton of offense.
And the first row on your left, Brandon.
Obviously, the crowd, the atmosphere was very high level. Do you think there's an element of, you know, guys just adjusting to this environment and the stakes of this game?
No, I thought we got beat 3-2. I thought they pitched well. We just didn't create enough stuff offensively. I thought we threw the ball extremely well. I thought it was a really good baseball game. I thought the environment was unbelievable, and that was really loud, especially early in the game and start the game. I thought the environment was awesome. So thank you for all the fans for showing up. That was a special environment for our guys to play, and I just thought we got beat.
Second row on your right, a couple more.
What did you see from D.L. Hall today?
D.L. was outstanding. D.L. went an inning and 2/3, punched out a few. He's been doing that in September. He's done a great job getting lefties and righties out with great stuff. So he picked up 5 big outs there in the big part of the game.
Last question to Peter.
Brandon, you've been in this situation before. Big series, lose the first game. How do you think your guys respond?
I think we respond fine. We need to get some early runs. And even the last week or so of the season, we just had a tough time kind of scoring early and take a lot of pressure off a lot of people, on the mound and on themselves if we can try to get some runs across early in the game.
One last one for Brandon. Anything else? All right, Brandon, thank you so much. Yep. Appreciate it.
Thanks.